You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
From verse 3 to 5, Paul, from the point of view of the need to preach God.
弟兄姊妹,今天人有很多很多不同的需要。
Yes, indeed, all of us have different needs.
我记得主耶稣基督在世的时候,他每一次几乎见到一个人来找他,他都是用一个问题来开始。他说,你要什么?
As you remember, every time when someone approached Jesus, he always started by asking him, what do you want?
弟兄姊妹,我们常常说主耶稣基督是神,他是无所不在的,但他是无所不知的,他是无所不能的。
We often say that Jesus himself is a God, so he can do whatever and be wherever he wants.
他知道,
he knows.
他无所不知,
he knows everything.
他知道我们的心里面所存的是什么,
he knows what we have in our heart.
但是当他看到人的时候, 他就问他说,
but whenever he sees an individual, he would ask him or her, what do you want?
不是他不知道, 而是他要提醒那个来到他面前的人到底他真正的需要是什么。
It is not that Jesus does not know, but he wants to remind the person approaching him that what is his need.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,亲爱的朋友, 到底今天我们来到神的面前,来到这个地方, 我们需要什么?
Dear brothers and sisters, why are we here? What do we want?
保罗在这里提醒提摩太说, 勿要传道, 因为今天的时代需要的是那个道。
Because here, Paul reminded Timothy, preach the word, because that is what this world needs today.
这是从需要来看我们侍奉的动机。
So from the needs of the world, to lead into our motivation.
我们一起再来看第六节到第八节。
So let's focus on verses 6 to 8.
请看提摩太后书第四章第六节到第八节。
2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6.
我们一起来读好不好?我们用中文来念一遍,把第六节,第七节,第八节,很熟悉的这三节圣经,我们一起再来念一遍。
We'll be reading these three verses in unison.
好,我们一起来。我现在被交奠,我离世的时候到,那美好的仗我已经打过了,当跑的路我已经跑尽,所幸的道我已经守住了,从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。 就是按照公义审判的主,到了那日要赐给我的,不但赐给我,也赐给凡爱慕他显现的。这三节圣经很清楚地保罗从三个时间的角度来看他。
Clearly, Paul approached these three verses from three different time frames.
第六节是讲到现在。
Verse 6 talking about now.
保罗说,现在我知道将被交奠,现在我快要离开这个世界。
Because he says, I know now I'm just about going to be poured out like a drink offering, and my time of departure is near.
弟兄姊妹,我越来越相信一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, I really firmly believe in one thing.
一个跟神很亲密的人,
the person who is very close to God,
他对回到荣耀离开这个世界,他有很强烈的预感。
He has tremendous sense, can feel the time for him to receive glory.
我在台湾做学生工作的时候,我记得有个学生问我一个问题。
When I was working among the students in Taiwan, I remember a student asked me this question.
他说,你哥,你怕不怕死?
He says, Brother Lee, are you afraid of dying?
如果今天有一个人问你,你怕不怕死,你要怎么回答?
How would you answer that question if someone asked you that today?
那么当然答案很简单,两个,一个是怕,一个是不怕,对不对?
There's a binary choice, either yes or no.
但是当我很认真地想这个问题的时候,
but as I ponder about this question very seriously,
他说,李牧师,你怕不怕死?你是个基督徒,你是个传道人,你怕不怕死?
You as a preacher, as a Christian, are you afraid of death?
你知道我的答案是什么?
Do you know what my answer might be?
理论上,我可以说,我应该说,我不怕死。
My answer would be, theoretically, I should not be afraid.
但实际上,我知道我有软弱。
In reality, I know I'm also.
但是我又不是说不怕,也不是说怕,后来我的答案是,我不知道。
So it's not a yes or no answer, maybe it's a maybe answer.
那他说你这个牧师怎么搞 在哪里呢？这不知道呢。
How can you say that I, as a pastor, that I do not know?
因为我还没有到面对死的那种经验。
That is because I haven't had an experience of facing it.
但是我相信日子如何，力量也必如何。我相信到了时候，是神给我力量来面对死亡，而不是我现在可以夸耀，可以讲。
But I firmly believe that at that time the Lord will provide strength for me, so it is not something for me to boast right now.
但是我越侍奉主，我越去帮助那些快要离开世界的人，我发现那些与神的关系很亲密的人，他们到了临终的时候，他们不只是有预感，而且勇敢地面对。
For those who are very close to God, when their time is coming very close, not only they can feel it, but they have the courage to face it.
保罗说：“我现在被浇奠，离世的时候已经到了。”
Said Paul, said here, it is time for me to departure.
你知道他在哪里讲这句话？
You know where he was when he was
in prison.
He was in prison.
他在监狱里面做什么？
Why was he in prison?
等候刑期到了要上刑台刑场。
He was waiting to be executed.
他要上的是罗马皇帝为他预备的那个刑场。
He was going to the place to be executed, prepared exclusively for him by the Roman emperor.
但是他什么说呢？交奠的时候已经到了。
But then he says.It's the time for me to be poured out like a drink offering.
他把到那个刑场去看成一个祭坛，他把刑台看成祭坛，他不认为他的生命是被夺，而是他看见他的生命是献上。
He viewed the execution ground as an altar. He viewed that as to offer himself to the Lord.
在第六节讲到他当时的光景。
So the verse 6 talked about his situation then.
第七节讲到他的过去。
And verse 7 talked about his past.
第八节讲到将来。
And verse 8 talked about his future.
那么在第七节，我们就看见他因着第七节的勉励，提醒提摩太，你务要传道。
Because of the encouragement in verse 7, he reminded Timothy that you shall preach the word.
他对提摩太说：“那美好的仗我已经打完了，那当跑的我已经跑尽了，那当守的道我已经守住了。”
He says, "I have fought the good fight. I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I have kept the faith."
弟兄姊妹，我想古今中外，除了耶稣以外，保罗是唯一有资格说，那美好的仗我已经打赢了，那当跑的路我已经得到金牌了，那所信的道，如果大家来相比的话，我已经得了第一了。
Perhaps besides Jesus, Paul is the only one able to.Rephrase this and said, Not only I fought the fight, but I won the fight. Not only I finished the race, I win the first place. Not only I kept the pace, I'm the number one.
弟兄姊妹请注意，保罗在这里不是说我打赢了，我跑第一了，我考过了。
Yet he did not phrase it just like we changed.
他说我那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路已经跑尽了。到底他在这里告诉我们什么？
He said, I have fought the fight. I have finished the race. What is his message?
保罗给我们看见的是一个尽力而为、从一而终的一个见证。
He's talking about a testimony of an earnest Christian that had done his best with the focus.
做得好、做得不好，其次有没有尽我们的力去做。
Whether you have done admirably or not so is not important.It's whether you have done the best.
今天没有诗班，今天是我们的弟兄独唱啊。
And today, as you remember, we did not have a choir, but it had a solo.
我就想到，全世界有三个很出名的男高音。
That reminded me of three very famous tenors:
Carrera, Domingo, Pavarotti. 这三个人。那么这三个人呢？最近。在两个月前三个月前七月份在洛杉矶他们曾经开了一次的这个演唱会。
These three very famous tenors, they have offered a concert in Los Angeles about 3 months ago.
我们教会有一个我们的 Pavarotti, 感谢主哈。那么这三个人呢他们有一个联合的这个独唱会，事实上在1990他们在罗马就有过一次。
And in fact, a few years ago, they held the same concert among three of them in Rome.
我每一次看他们的录影带。
Each time I had time to watch their video tape,
我的感触很深。
I had always been deeply touched.
我们这里喜欢音乐人都知道。
And those of you who love music.
哎呀，你一听就知道这三个人都唱得不错，但是呢，还是有一点点这个等次好坏轻重在里面。
All three of them are great, but there might still be a ladder among them.
我们突然发现了这个身材跟唱歌有关系的。所以我们看一个块头比较大的，哦，他唱出来，哦，哆来咪哦，他就很轻松的唱出来。
Your ability to sing measures proportional to the physical size.
这三个人里面有一个身体比较纤弱一点，后来我们也听说他还有 cancer.
Among the three, one look physically weaker. We later understand he may even have cancer.
那我们一听。我们一听，我们心里面就有比较，是有好有坏。
Watching them three, indeed, some maybe one is better than the other.
四年前的录影带，这一次在洛杉矶的录影带，我有空我常常喜欢来看来听。
And when I have time, I like to watch their performances on tape 4 years ago, and the one just happened.
弟兄姊妹，我实在很感动。他们三个人如果要比的话，也许有高低，但是他们三个人都尽力而为。
Perhaps they are different in different ways, but they all try the best.
当然，我很佩服 Pavarotti， 他愿意跟其他的两个人同场演出。
And I admire Pavarotti because he's willing to share the stage with two other fellows.
但是我更心仪的是 Carrera， 我觉得他能够在这样的一个场合里面。站在他们这三个人中间，尽他所能的去唱。
But I admire the most is the one who is willing to try the best to stand among three.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我侍奉主的31年来
，Your brothers and sisters, you know for the 31 years of serving the Lord,
我发现我最大的软弱是什么
？I find out that my biggest weakness is what?
我常常喜欢跟人比。
I often like to compare myself with others.
你知道我很喜欢唱歌。
You know I like to sing.
一听见余弟兄唱，我就不唱。
When I sing, when I hear someone can sing better than me, then I may stop singing.
因为起码3个月不唱。
I may stop for maybe perhaps 3 months.
因为3个月以后，人家忘记他的心，我再唱还有一点印象，对不对
？When someone has forgotten about him, then maybe it's my chance.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们来侍奉主，千万千万不要跟人相比。
Dear brothers and sisters, the number one reminder is to not compare yourself with others when you come.
保罗在这里把他过去人生的体验告诉提摩太。
Yes, indeed, Paul taught Timothy about his own experience.
那个仗有没有打，不在乎你有没有打赢，你好好的去打，这就是我们的责任。
He did not say that he won the fight, but rather he said, "I fought."
跑的路，我们就好好去跑，不在乎我们是不是得第一。
We need to do the best to run the race, whether we win the first fight.
弟兄姊妹，我们要比，我们不要跟人来比，让我们跟我们的主的恩典来相比。
We do not compare ourselves with other people, but we want us to be able to measure up to the Lord's grace.
保罗说：“务要传道。”
The Paul says, "Preach the word."
然后呢，在这边我们就看见他提到三件事情，提醒我们。到底传道是什么
？Then he reminded us three things. What preaching the gospel means?
传道是打仗。
To preach his word is to fight.
今天侍奉是打仗。
To serve today is to fight a battle.
弟兄姊妹，原谅我说过，再说一遍。
Pardon me for repeating this once again.
不要误把朋友当仇敌。
Do not ever treat your friends as your enemy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你的同工不是你的仇敌。
Your coworkers are not your enemy.
弟兄姊妹，你的家人不是你的仇敌。
Your family members are not.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你的弟兄、你的姐妹不是你的仇敌。
Your brothers and sisters are not your enemy.
我们知道魔鬼撒旦是我们的仇敌。
We know Satan is our enemy.
但是当我在准备这个信息的时候
，As I prepared this sermon,
我突然想到哥林多前书保罗说的一句话。
Came to me suddenly from 1 Corinthians.
他说我是攻克己身，叫身服我，免得我传福音给别人的时候，自己反被弃绝。
He says, "I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified from the fight.
我只是不要把朋友当仇敌。
Not only not to treat your friends,
仇敌是魔鬼撒旦。
We should clearly see our enemy.
但是保罗在这里提到另外一个仇敌是谁呢？不是别人，是自己。
Then Paul reminded us another enemy is ourselves.
我们知道杏林子在台湾一个病得很重的一位姐妹，她的名字叫刘霞，她曾经说过这句话。
I reminded of a sister. She was greatly ill, and she had said this.
她说了一句话，她说除了我，她说我清楚的知道，除了我自己以外，没有一个人能够真正的击倒我。
I know very clearly that other than myself, no one could beat me.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们发现自己成为自己的拦阻。
Very often we find that ourselves becomes our stumbling block.
因为这是个临战，保罗说你要好好的打这个仗，不要好好去传道。
So this is a spiritual battle. To fight the good battle is to preach the gospel.
然后保罗说传道是跑路。
And also, Paul compared preaching as race.
什么叫做跑路呢？
What do we mean by race?
我曾经在这里再三的强调，我们今天信仰不只是要有个起点，我们要变成一条线，要继续不断的往前走。
I emphasized many times, not only there's a starting point, but also we should move on.
今天我们要侍奉主，要看见生活就是我们的侍奉，生活本身就是传道。
Our living is our testimony.
不需要常常捧着一本圣经，口里面念念有词，讲到上帝，讲到神。弟兄姊妹，我们的生活就是应该是一篇信息。
The preaching is not limited just by preaching the word, but also preaching by your living testimony.
接下来保罗说，不只是打仗，不只是跑路，他说当守的道我已经守住。
Not only you should fight the fight, you should run the race, but also you should keep your faith.
我们讲到相信道理。
We're talking about we believing in the faith.
我们信道是从听道来的。
When we believe is come from what we hear.
所以我们要去传道。
So we should also go out to spread.
而且我们要去行道。雅各再三告诉我们说，不要单单听道，要行道。
So preaching cannot be stopped. Should go forward by practicing.
保罗在这里告诉我们说，除了这些以外，还有一个要守道。
And also here, Paul reminded us we should keep it.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的信仰侍奉的前途
，Brothers and sisters, in our service in the Lord,
有一些信仰让我们能够真是很谨慎、很小心。
There are many points about faith that we should be very careful.
今天有许许多多的人，弟兄姊妹，在信仰上根基实在不够稳。
And many of us today, brothers and sisters, do not have a firm foundation on your faith.
让我们接受保罗的挑战，保罗的提醒。
Let us accept Paul's challenge and his reminding.
让我们一起来到神的面前。
Let us all come before the God.
不只是让提摩太听到保罗的声音，让我们今天也在神的面前听到保罗苦口婆心给我们的劝勉。
Not only Timothy heard what Paul taught him, but also we all could hear Paul's voice.
我们的开始，我们的继续，虽然重要。但愿我们在主的面前有一个美好的结束。
Not only the beginning, the process, but may the Lord help us to have a good conclusion.
我们知道1968年奥运会在墨西哥举行。
We know 1968 the Olympics was held in Mexico.
那么在1968年这个10月20号的时候，他们有一项比赛的这个项目就是马拉松。
October 20th, one thing was the
其实第一名、第二名这些都已经进来，但很多观众都没有走开。
And the first prize, the second prize, all have arrived at the ending point, but the people are still not dispersed.
因为他们一直听到说还有一个最后一名还在跑。
Because they heard about that there is one more person, one more individual is still in the race.
到快下午7点钟的时候呢，天也快昏暗了。那个时候呢，突然听见警车开道的声音。
Around 7 o'clock, when the sky is getting dark, then they heard about the police car was leading away.
这个坦桑尼亚的这个马拉松的代表跑进这个运动场来。
The person who was representing Tanzania was coming in.
那么这一个坦桑尼亚的代表呢，跑进来的时候，大家都站起来欢呼。
So、when this individual arrived at the ending point, and everyone stood up and cheered him,
大家鼓掌鼓励他。
Everyone applauded and cheered him up.
最后终于冲到最后地了。
So finally he arrived at the finish.
后来就有人就问他说：“你那么辛苦干什么？你又得不到任何的好处。”
So later someone asked him, "Why you work so hard?" You will never receive any reward.
你为什么不中途退赛呢？
Why didn't you just give it up halfway?
他讲了一句话，我觉得非常非常的对我有很深的印象。
But he said something truly encouraged me.
他说我的祖国把我送我七千里路到这个地方来，不是来开始一个赛跑的。
My country did not send me from 7,000 kilometers away, wow. and 7,000 miles away just to start the race.
他说我的国家派我到这边来是完成这个赛跑。
My country sent me here to finish this race.
当我看到这句话的时候
，As I read this statement,
我心里实在很受感动。
I was deeply.
我们常常听见一句话，说某某人很好，但是他晚节不保。
We often hear someone says this is a great person, but he really couldn't finish. He was not that great when he was.
有一个传道人，他一生。非常非常有见证，影响了许多的人。有人劝他写一个传记。
A preacher had a tremendous career, and many were helped by him, so asked him to write a biography.
他讲了一句话，他说：“我看了许许多多的赛跑，有许多的人在最后一圈跌倒。”
And I have watched so many races, but very, very many of them fall or failed on the last.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我想到这里的时候，我向我自己说
：“So when I came to this, I spoke to myself.
求主施恩怜悯我，让我在这里十七年半的侍奉，最后的两个月，在主的面前蒙他的怜悯，蒙他的恩待。
I pray to the Lord, may His grace can help me to have a good conclusion for the last 2 months.
从这十八年扩张到我们一生
，from the 18 years expand into our whole life.
就是保罗的见证。
This is the testimony of Paul.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.